Jennifer Lynn Still composes poems with physicality in the Red River Valley, Treaty One Territory, Winnipeg. She is the author of several handmade chapbooks and three poetry books: Girlwood, Brick Books 2011, Comma, Book Hug 2017, and Saltations with Thistledown in 2005, which was a meditation on her matrilineal mixed Métis and European heritage. Her current project, an illuminated manuscript composed with pinholes, a light table, electric typewriter, and carbon sheets, was projected inside the Star Factory Planetarium at the University of Manitoba and installed at the Gallery of Southwest Manitoba and Ace Art Inc. Her long poem, Legs, is co-winner of the 2021 Malahat Review Long Poem Prize. Legs was just launched as a limited edition chapbook with Baseline Press and will appear as a video poem collaboration with artists Christine Fellows and Chantel Mureau later this year. Welcome, Jennifer.
Oh, you unmuted for me. Thanks, Angeline. Hi, everybody. I can see you. I can really see you all. It's a beautiful sight. I'm imagining we're in the Black Box Auditorium at the Winnipeg Public Library. That's the last time I read at Speaking Crow, and that is a pretty special place. And Angeline and all those who make the Crow Crow are very special for putting this on once a month. It's pretty remarkable for all us poets to get together and listen to each other and share and just hang out in words, you know? And it is also kind of special to do it from our homes, isn't it? A cup of tea, the stars outside my window here. I'm really, really grateful for the invitation to be here, and thank you so much for spending time tonight as a group. So I'm going to read from my new work that Angeline mentioned. It's a chapbook called Legs, and probably most of you are familiar with the chapbook form. It's a tiny book. It's a book that is a world, and it's very tactile. You can often individualize the chapbook because it's usually in a limited edition, and you can do find it with pink, which Aaron Schindler did at Baseline Press. We launched four chapbooks on site, and they're all exquisite, and I really encourage you to look up Baseline Press. They're in London, Ontario, and Karen Schindler is magic. She just knows how to marry a text to a book form. I'm going to add a little light tonight. My dear collaborator, friend Chantel Mureau here in Winnipeg, a videographer and a textile artist, knitted this image on the front of my book, which I'm projecting behind me. And it's a very fine knitting of thread. And it's a run. She knitted a run for me. So I'm really, really thrilled to look at tiny threads in the large form and kind of share with you that I've been exploring poetry in all its forms, not just on the page, but in the air and on the wall and in moving image. And this really, really excites me about all the way a poem can exist. Kind of the way when I first saw a chapbook and I saw that somebody made it by hand, and they put their own words on a page and they bound it together just the way they wanted, gave me courage, you know? It made me feel like I could do that. Yeah, I see some nodding. And not just could I do it, but I could do it exactly how I wanted. And I just want to kind of offer that tonight, that poetry can exist in many forms. And I hope we all kind of explore that tonight together. What else do I want to say? I want to thank so much my collaborators who I've worked with all summer long to turn my long poem legs into a video. It's really more than that. It's turning a poem or translating a poem into light and into sound and into rhythms. It's learning how to wear words like a garment. There are lots of clothes in this poem of mine, lists of clothes. And we've been learning how to wear the poem. I'm going to also share a video as I read tonight. It's very, very, it's kind of like ASMR for the eyes, like just a very small movement, articulation that to me feels a bit like writing somehow, because it's an undoing and unmaking. It's a left right rhythm, and it happens to be just runs going through a nylon. Kind of the way I've selected my reading tonight. I can't read the full book, but I've taken a snag out of the book, and I'm going to read just a run of lines through my book. So I think that's all I need to say. It's 13 minutes. I'm going to share a screen, and it's going to be ungraceful as I do this, I'm sure. So here I go. Yay. Can everybody see a nylon? Yay. All right. I'll start with an epigraph from Legs. It's by Elena Ferrante, Italian novelist, her book Frantumaglia. And she says, "Was the way to learn not to wear clothes. Those will come later as a consequence. But the body." Legs. They say the feet will grow dark, as if pulling up a blue nylon. It helps to loopah in a circular motion towards the heart. Which ways towards the heart? I drink apple cider vinegar to break down the fats, the facts, control top, reinforced thighs, toeless, nude. The first sign is a leg cramp, loose pants. My first impulse is to make you a giant honeycomb bell that opens around your waist, unfolding the air like a flower. I cut the main flowers from my world of flowers and make you a birthday crown. The bathing suit life issue with all those legs going on and on and on. Nude nylons in a tiny plastic egg. Legs. I'm getting to the point in my jump squats where I no longer dread the burn, where I feel light and controlled as my feet leave the ground, and I can see myself, catching myself. I rub your calves with cream to keep the circulation up. You teach your adult son to walk. His feet dangle under the privacy curtain. Marionettes overshooting the slipper. Eventually, they pendulum into place. And he stands. We climb the mountain where your father laced wires through stone. Your legs give out when you look up and see the sky is a hole. Fear of legless creatures, long-bodied creatures, creatures with a shifting edge. Your ankle boots fill with pond water when you take a picture of the hornet's nest. A dark mouth stares out from the center of a heart, a hole. People we love die over and over, and their scents and lists and recipes on pantyhose cardboard carry on. I jump until my legs want to give out, and then I push one more, because yours are gone. Your legs are gone. I was a half breech, one leg out, one leg in. The doctor twisted my ankles, but my knees stayed in. My entire childhood, two little nude wedges glued to the outer soles to keep the inside out and unpigeon my toes. Inside outing, outside inning, backless, frontless, clockwise, counterclockwise. Which way is towards the heart? The first item I give away is your dove gray granny boots, folded at the ankles. A pinched off place where you used to stand. The pain begins in your calves. The limp begins in your voice. There's a sheen on your face when you sleep. Honeycomb bell, flower crown. It's as if you are due. I float inside a giant white egg. In 2 inches of lukewarm sense deprivation water therapy with the lid cracked, and pull on my hair so I can see myself attached to myself. The only thing you want is dry shampoo. I want body. It's the one time you say it in the mirror, fluffing your hair. Look at me with lung cancer, breathing this stuff. Hair and legs, air and legs. This morning, after jump squats, lying on my back, watching the steam lift off my cup, tiny bubbles snapping. Do we effervesce minutely in the air? My cooled, goosed, poison ivied, ocean sprouted, bruised beds that sprouted from you and your mother and hers 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 and hers. Here, you prop yourself up from the wheelchair. Press into your feet. Stand on your own good legs you have stood on your whole life. Grip your loose, disintegrated, long muscle. This is me. There's a limp in your voice while you sit with your feet up in the anti-gravity chair, pointing to a hole in the air where your bleeding heart will grow. We lift the quilt to check your feet. The fetus sprouts from the primitive streak, a little fold of proteins, growing proteins, unfurling from the node that will become a bud A heart that will circle itself every minute, 2.5 times around the earth. Is all this effort of living in a body to learn how to become free of it? Is it you or the part of me that is you that I want to zip up in this one-piece rust jumper that isn't quite your style, but I want it to be your style, bold and stretched, unfolding full into the three-way infinity mirror, not shying away from yourself, not pushed by me, but on your own, choosing it, owning it, wearing it. But you never get it. You never commit to the new skin, and I am so mad you never get this suit that holds you in a single cloth the way I want you, whole. I hear you before I see you. Your boots clicking down a hall, your slight, silhouetted limp. You are coming to hear me read about how writing is close to the hand, and the hand sprouts from the heart, and the heart is a bud buried in the chest, and the chest is what birds use to press out a home. All the parts I don't read are this. This skin out of another skin, this body out of a body, this wristlet out of an anklet, this scarf out of a sock, this collar out of a hole, this gasp out of a pleat, this hair drawn from lace. I swim in the lane beside my daughter, and you sit above watching. I want you to see the form I keep. Alone, kicking, above the black, wavering, painted pool lines, lines that run straight through walls, lines that go and go. The clouds over the lake swim like angels. The bathing suit life issue with all those legs going on and on. Your fear, born in the Pine Falls pool, delivered by a boy who sends this long, wild, edgeless, legless slash, whipping out into the blue, straight at you. It's hard to stop the run once it started. I keep thinking about the day you find out when and how you will die. The birds gather in the vine, vein, vast, ivy, screaming their lungs out while they press into their home. Skies upon skies with their whole chests. You come straight to your granddaughter's track meet, down to the green oval, stand at the finish, which is also the start, where the girls take their marks, arcs, aches, arches, a's, oohs, ahs, odds. We open our mouths and gunshots come out. Blanks to start our new run. Knee highs, nylons, nylons. No runs. Blanks we feel straight through our skulls, jaws, shoulders, teeth, through our rattlings and cheerings, our endings and beginnings, our whole that is sky, nest, mouth, heart, egg, our whole that is grief, that is greater than, less than, winning, losing, sprouting, budding, beating, breathing, beautying, bleeding, arcing, racing, carrying, cramping, pacing, circling, rooting, disintegrating, building, muscling, leaping, jumping, cartwheeling, lifting, flaring, nude, sheer, sandalfoot pressing through. Do you feel it? All around us, inside and outside, all at once. Legs, 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 legs. Round and round on an ovoid track in your chest, pounding. Thank you so much, everyone. I was really, really reading up close to those threads because I'm at this bigger screen. It's kind of funny. I was quite distracted by them, but it was lovely to see them so up close. And it was really, really, really lovely to share that with you. I hope it didn't glitch.
No, it was fine.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Holy cow.
Thanks, everyone. The listening, and I am so excited to hear so much poetry tonight. There's like 20 of us, right? Reading or more?
Probably 25. Depends.
This is the best night. I just really like 25 poems. So I hope we can all, like, you know, fill up our teacups and sit back and just celebrate words and all the ways they run through us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And all their materials. There's lots of materials in them. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.